Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jaron just really excited me in there. Jaron and Paul Hartman have got a very special surprise guest in the last hour today. And they've got another big surprise guest coming up in a few weeks that my wife lined up. And I'll just tell you, a few months out, we have a massive guest, huge story coming up. But I will just leave it at that. Oh, man, I am so wound up. The news is just so monumentally important, so incredibly important what's happening. And we do a decent job at covering the news and going over these topics, but I'm not doing a good enough job really expressing to you how genuinely convinced I am and frankly assured of the fact that we are going into the most revolutionary period of change this country and this world has ever seen on every front. A revolution of liberty. A revolution of tyranny. A revolution in dehumanization. A revolution in human empowerment. Everything is in flux. Everything is mutating and changing for good and bad. Now is the great quickening, the great change. We are now just beginning the great slide or great rise, depending on how you look at it. We are now entering the vortex. And it is so exciting, I can hardly catch my breath sometimes. But it's not even an anxiety. It is more just of a, have you ever been driving down the highway or driving through the mountains or driving through the desert and you see a sunset or you see a cloud formation or the moon or just a vista or something that takes your breath away, that makes you kind of take a deep breath in, that touches your soul? Have you ever seen a woman so beautiful? But it's not her physical look. I mean, that normally accompanies it. But her eyes, the sparkle, the window into the soul, the grace that makes your heart beat fast for a second. Just the love of the beauty and the intellect and the soul. Admiring God's handiwork. Admiring the biomechanical machine. I just feel like I should have 10 minutes of silence just to, I mean, words can't even begin to express it all. I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are descending into tyranny right now, and there is no doubt they are going to launch something big, bad, and ugly with this whole flu, and very soon we're now entering into the hype. They're now beginning to beat the drum. They're now trying to create the fear. They're getting ready to roll out the vaccine. In fact, guys, I gave you that email again, the banking email, the internal email that you printed off for me yesterday, and I gave it to you and said give it to Kurt and Paul. I didn't see a story or blurb on it. I can at least hold it up on television. I'll get into that later. We'll go over it. We'll cover that. There's no doubt they're making their move. But we're making our move, and the collision between the two forces is going on every day. But we'll break down all the big news and important information and guests that are coming up on this transmission, and we're going to have wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's Friday. Got a big surprise guest coming up in the last hour today. You'll definitely want to join us for that. Bob Chapman, with his weekly visit, pops in the next hour. And what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to read the headlines from the last 3 days, most of which I didn't get to. I'll at least read the headlines. Then I'm going to take calls to the bottom of the hour and then get into more depth on what's happening in the economy, the police state, socialized health care. I mean, I've read the bill. It's the total takeover of all health care. It's not even socialized. It's the hijacking of it, just like with banking. No oversight, no liability for the government. Just it's total tyranny. Every sector of the economy and life. And I have a CD-ROM copy of it. And we have physically printed out from universities the entire book. You can find Eco-Science, written by John P. Holdren, White House Science Czar, for free. But the free versions at universities, you have to print one page at a time. Try printing out over 1,000 pages, almost 1,100 by hand. We did that, and we ordered 5-6 copies from different places. It was sold out everywhere. Like, they take your order and then later tell you it was sold out. But Tim Frugier here in the office heard me lamenting last week I couldn't get it. He bought it from a rare book dealer in England. And guess what? The actual textbook came in yesterday. I have it in my hands. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the complete and total blueprint for the world we live in and under today. And there are many battle plans. There are many white papers. There are many sub plans. And there are many master plans. But this is an overall technical manual written in 76, clearly adopted from all of my deep research of eugenics and the architecture of the New World Order, the architecture of the planetary system, the planetary regime. I've now read, oh, let's not exaggerate, I've scanned through probably 600 pages of it online, probably actually read 300, because each page I slowly read night after night, day after day, till it distracts from trying to finish the film, distracts from the book I'm writing, distracts from office managing and everything else I've got to do. I mean, I'm here really making excuses. I probably should have dropped everything and just even dropped making this Obama film and just started making a film on this. But I also have to continue task. A lot of people, you know, jump from issue to issue. It is good that I always finish task I start. But I will tell you that, you know, my wife wants me to take the kids out to a state park or something Saturday, and there's nothing I enjoy more, and I just told her I can't do it. I've got to read Ecoscience. That way they can be running around playing in front of me, and I can talk to them and stuff, but I can be peering over it, making notes. And people say, well, you ought to just spend time with your family. My family has no future, and your family has no future if we don't stop this. What is it people don't understand? We have hundreds of government textbooks and official UN law and official United States government policy, State Department Memorandum 200 and others, Royal Commission on Population, official British Empire policy. We have all these. And we have the Club of Rome documents and the books written by Prince Philip and Ted Turner and the Bill and Melinda Gates minutes. And you know, I mean, we have it all, but when you know they're poisoning the water and food, and they admit they are, I mean, I had Rolling Stone, New York Times, I don't know. I mean, there was a huge bio of all these scores of major newspapers, magazines, CNN producers, correspondents, you know, two filmmakers on yesterday that made Anthrax War. And there they were saying, yes, our film, race-specific bioweapons, plan to be put in the vaccines to sterilize everyone. I mean, it's just everybody's waking up to this. Doesn't matter what issue I cover, it's there. I'm actually digging around for their bio so I don't misquote all the places they wrote for and worked with. The point is that this is real, Jack, and we've got these people in full control right now getting ready to try to forcibly inject 195 million Americans. They admit they have the shots for that many people and are getting ready to force it. And in 1 week, it's 1 4-shot. The next month, it's 3 4-shots. Now it's 4 flu shots you got to take. And all the hundreds of pieces of data I put into the analysis, I'm telling you, there's soft kill in there, guaranteed. Bare minimum sterilization. I mean, they're giving people Gardasil, killing people dead in a hammer, deader than a hammer all around. I mean, this is insane. Here are their bios. Bob Cohen, filmmaker, journalist, correspondent, producer with CNN International, received top awards. I'm going to go over all those. The other fella, written for Rolling Stone, Mother Jones, Harper's, on and on and on. Top TV, Frontline, award-winning films for PBS on BCCI. And what are they making films on? Race-specific bioweapons in the vaccines, interviewing top bioweapons scientists saying, yeah, we're engineering that. And Dick Cheney writes public white papers, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, published, calling for it. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, folks. Nothing else matters once you realize that eco-science was adopted. Because eco-science drew from all their other research papers and documents and plans, and there are, what is it, over 100 pages, bibliography in the back, and it sources many other eugenics manuals that Aaron Dykes probably ordered 25, 30 of. There's three giant stacks of films and books in there, all written by these people. You just randomly open the page, and it's how to sterilize the women, how to drug the water, how to chemtrail us. I mean, it's just absolute confession, signed, sealed, and delivered. And we have to change the subject off of the Cambridge Gate black professor diversion and that stupid photo op with the beer and the table yesterday. And, I mean, you know, something, you know, that, well, what can the idiot morons in America understand? How can we defuse this situation? We want to have racial division and infighting, but not connected to the president. He wants to act like he's above it. Have him sit around a table with a beer and then not release any of what was said. And let the camera sit back at 100 yards. Give that to the slaves. The stupid slaves can understand sitting around a table drinking beer. And don't have the two black guys on one side, the two white guys on the other. Juxtapose them, you know, triangulate them. I mean, just all, and then have a white guy serving them, the image of the white butler. I mean, a psych warfare person wrote that up. Everything's written up by these bastards. They talk about it in eco-science. I just randomly opened this up, and it was how to sterilize the women. Quick procedures to grab them off the street and do it to them like they do in the third world. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to the point where I think if I went off the air for a few months and just had a notice on the website saying eco-science, read it, that would probably create a big enough stir to get tens of millions of people to wonder where Alex Jones went. Because familiarity breeds contempt. And almost being here every day screaming and yelling and freaking out over this, it's getting the attention out. This, you know, this is a big issue. It's getting attention on this subject, but not enough attention. I mean, this is real, folks. You're a cop driving down the road. They're getting ready for martial law. They admit it. CNN, Fox yesterday say the troops are getting ready for the forced inoculations. Do you understand, police, that you're with us? I know they brainwash you to think it's, you know, that you're in power and you're in control and you're doing this for our own good and we're a bunch of idiots. And I mean, do you understand that the government really is evil and really is out of control, and that we really need to start identifying with each other and working together and not playing these games? I mean, how do they send cops to meetings I go to and to events, or I can be somewhere in D.C. or New York filming something and a guy walks over and says, "Hi, Alex, you want to kill police with me?" And you look at him and it's the archetypal 6'4", 250-pound, muscled 45-year-old cop, you know, FBI guy, and I'm like, no, you guys know I don't want to kill cops. You guys know I'm just trying to get the word out. And they'll even have a sad look in their eye and won't admit they're a cop, but go, "Hey, just checking, just doing my job." And I'm like, get out of here. Leave me alone, you idiot. Go drink some fluoride, shoot your kids up, you jackass. You're trying to set up a good American warning you about these murderers. You think it's cute what they're doing to us? Ah! I mean, I just can't believe this anymore. I can't believe they get you to serve them and kill yourself, hurt yourself, destroy yourself. I mean, even if you're an evil psychopath serving them, you know the globalists are destroying freedom, destroying our standard of living, destroying our way of life. You know things aren't going well. You know the government's run by a pack of offshore criminals with a bunch of top psych warfare experts keeping the public suppressed. You know Northcom's openly taking over America. This is sad what's happening, and you feel like you're on the winning team. Just like Bush supporters didn't care how much evil he was engaged in because they felt like they were part of the winning team. Now Obama supporters don't care if he's lied about everything and is a total criminal because, you know, they're on the winning team. You're not on the team, stupid. You're like a Jew marched into one of the pits. Not that they actually did this, but hypothetically. You've seen the famous film of them being marched in and being shot in the back of the head. You'd be like one of those poor people being marched in there by the Nazis, cheering them, thinking you were having a victory as you're being shot. I mean, it just makes no sense. You're like a fly landing on a fly paper and cheering that you're defeating the flies. You are in the pit. You are on the fly paper. Comprende?
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Come back and take your calls in the next segment. Let me just read through some of the headlines I have. CDC chief, soda tax could combat obesity. When you actually read into it, it's going to be on your national ID card. Everything you buy, sell, and do is going to do be on your profile. This is the new carbon tax economy, the new socialized economy where once they socialize things, they sell the public. Well, the soda drinkers are costing you more money, so let's tax them. And so it creates an us against them mentality and starts training people in a democracy that 51% of the sheep can vote to have the other 49% butchered. But see, in a republic, you can't do that. So they're training the public to rob the middle class, which is really robbing themselves with class warfare. They are setting the precedent to go loot the public. But meanwhile, most of the money actually goes to the elites. So they tell the poor people, hey, let's raise taxes on the rich. And the poor folks think somebody making $200,000 a year is rich. See, I said I just read headlines and there's no point. It's just so incredibly corrupt. They're taking over on every front. How is this not obvious to everybody? How am I called a radical? First they get you trained to tax cigarettes because they're bad for you. Now it's going to be Coca-Cola and beef and everything that has a carbon footprint. And they're now announcing in the New York Times saying it's national security and carbon is a toxic waste. I mean, it's what plants breathe. It's not bad. It's good. And I can't believe we have to argue with the public about this. Tough love for fat people. Tax their food to pay for health care. Los Angeles Times. The feds have been proposing that for more than 10 years, and they're going to do it. Just like satellite tracker boxes in your cars. And there's all these controlled, foundation-funded, fake liberal news services attacking me every day. There's two new ones today saying I'm a crazy racist because I believe that the Holdren textbook is evil. You understand, if you're against killing the majority of the humans on the planet, you're now a racist. And with liberals, it's like a religion to say racist. It doesn't even matter if it makes sense or not. The public that's under this is insane. It's like neocons still believing WMDs were found in Iraq. These people are nuts. Again, it's so crazy that Hillary is now saying that, yeah, she might run for president in 2012. Man, that is so crazy. That's in New York Daily News and a bunch of other places. The good news is they're saying health care is dead until after the recess, and with every passing month, their program stalls. But more and more I realize the whole swine flu fear-mongering is going to be about, see, the health care costs for the federal government. We need national health care because of this crisis. People couldn't afford the millions of people that panicked and went to the hospitals wanting their shots. And, oh, let's not worry about the banking holiday that we had during the swine flu. At least we're all still alive. Let's just hope they're doing it for that. Let's hope they're not really going to release some deadly pathogen. Let me tell you, folks, I'm analyzing it, and it doesn't look good. North Carolina terror arrest timed to coincide with NLE 09. The feds swooped down an alleged terror group plotting murder and mayhem in North Carolina. Of course, it always turns out it's informants leading the groups, and it was all made up, but doesn't matter. The public just hears they stopped a terror group, and it's kind of the back of their mind. A federal indictment against the gang claims that the contractor Daniel Patrick Boyd and associates sought to wage violent jihad abroad and engage in military-style training at home. According to the Associated Press, specific details are not provided by the government. It is said that Boyd, a poster child for white al-Qaeda, of course, it turned out this guy had all these prior arrests and convictions and had been involved in weird CIA-connected stuff in the past. Totally staged. And it's come out they've arrested their own operatives before, and then a year later they admit, oh, he was released. He was actually an informant. And that'll come out on this. It always does. But it's just used as a headline. It is said that Boyd, a poster child for white al-Qaeda, if there ever was one, trained at a terrorist camp in Afghanistan in the late 80s and fought against the Soviet occupation of that territory. Boyd was associated with Hizb al-Islam, a party of Islam. See, he was there fighting with the CIA and Taliban in the 80s and in Pakistan. I mean, this is just one of these sheep-dipped special ops, and they've got him playing the part. And he won't be in prison. He'll be in Maui surfing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Coming up in 27 minutes. I'm going to go live a little bit early today because I want to go over eco-science, population, resources, and environment. John P. Holdren, co-written with Paul R. Ehrlich and Ann H. Ehrlich, his wife. Paul R. Ehrlich is great friends with George Bush Sr., one of his science advisors, and also advises Congress and George W. Bush. So, again, bipartisan. When I go on so-called liberal establishment radio stations and bring this up, and they call in one after the other saying, shut up, racist, you're bad, you just hate the black man. And I go, no, I'm trying to warn people. Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. They're poisoning your water. And they just go, shut up. Don't get in the way of my delusion, my associating my personal power with the president. These people may live in a hovel. Their kids may be brain damaged from vaccines. They don't care. They don't care if there's roaches the size of chihuahuas running around. As long as they can watch that TV and look at Obama smiling at them and feel like they're powerful through him, they don't care. CPS comes, says, I'm taking your kid. They go, okay. You know, they've had their instinct to fight and defend their own family taken away. They are basically already dead. And so are the fake Republicans. You people need to get up on your hind legs and learn how to live and suck some air into your lungs and start getting your head screwed on straight. I'm so upset about all of this. I'm not even sure I can continue today. Do you guys have the clip I sent you of Shepard Smith getting everybody ready for martial law? I mean, I did IM that to you. You do have that? Or it's a top story on PrisonPlanet.com. Fox News getting everybody ready for the troops to take over. That's the headline. I mean, that's a whole other issue. They said NORTHCOM was for Al-Qaeda, folks. They were setting up NORTHCOM in 1993 at Colorado Springs. Bill Clinton gave speeches. It got its funding. It's the national security state taking over America. Now they've been putting out the DHS reports saying NORTHCOM's main mission is to fight white Al-Qaeda. Now they have all these silly news reports every day telling you they're capturing white Al-Qaeda all over America. See, they script it. We're going to line you up and search you and point guns at you and have troops on the streets because we think there's guys with turbans running around from Afghanistan caves and they're getting ready to kill us any minute. People are like, shut up, Alex. We're just giving up our liberties to fight Al-Qaeda. Patriot Act doesn't affect U.S. citizens. I'm like, really? It says all misdemeanors are an act of terrorism. You can be secretly arrested, secretly tried, secretly executed. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act, look at this subsection, look at that subsection, sneak and peek, no sunset provision. And then now there's been thousands of articles about how they use the Patriot Act and non-terror related. And now they say, oh, terrorism's in, eco-crimes, national security. Oh, terrorism's protesting. On record. Terrorism's basically mom and apple pie for the foreign offshore criminal banks that have hijacked the nation. And then we get the Army documents, the DHS documents, the MIAC documents, and other federally written state police reports they give the local police. And everything's terrorism, gun owning, being a veteran, Ron Paul bumper stickers. The whole thing's for you. It's for me. And how did they decide to roll this out now? The swine flu. New York Times, Associated Press, Fox News, today. Exactly what I told you in March 5th they were going to do. We're doing all of this to fight white Al-Qaeda. And NORTHCOM's going to roll out on the streets of America. Martial law, forced inoculation. Here's the executive order. ABC News, CNN, Fox. They're all saying it like parrots. Don't worry, the Army, NORTHCOM. And, oh, we just so happened in the last 10 years to set up threat fusion centers in all the major cities. Oh, and there's CIA local liaison to fight the white Al-Qaeda and help with the shots. And, oh, we just did a drill, NLE-09, ending today. And there's a new Pentagon drill they just announced. That they're going to continue NLE-09, but under a new name with the Pentagon and 14 foreign countries helping. And, oh, they coincided with NLE-09, and the feds are admitting in the AP article and others, oh, we used NLE-09 to help coordinate the arrest of this white Al-Qaeda group. Oh, my God, it's so sick. As they acclimate the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, the local police, the state police, everybody. And they'll roll the troops out, most likely, during the swine flu. It'll only kill a few thousand. Regular flu does. It'll freak everybody out. Millions will take the shots, and they'll even say, well, thousands died, but it was worth it. And, oh, yeah, we made tens of billions. And, oh, the feds ran it under UN command, under level 6 agreements with the CDC and the World Health Organization. They'll set that precedent. And, oh, we practiced federalizing, and the troops came out and helped give the shots. And it's like they were at the Kentucky Derby. People jumped on the field after the winning race, and the Army ran out with 45s and arrested people. Somebody's got to have footage of that. We have AP photos of it. But I was eating dinner at the restaurant down the street and saw the troops jump out and run over and tackle citizens. Again, they couldn't have armed troops. They couldn't have the police do it. All part of acclimation. And, oh, they help with the flu, and they help with the drunk drivers now, and they help with the jaws of life. Oh, an Army helicopter landed in South Texas. Why is the Army here? The police are just, oh, they're helping. I mean, this is a takeover by the military. And they're acclimating the military. They're acclimating the police. They're acclimating the citizens. And it's all so the bankers can take your pension funds and your bank accounts and everything you've got. It's also they can get them on the streets and say, oh, look, the Army helped with the swine flu and the drunk drivers and set the precedent. Oh, they're in New York. Oh, they're Kentucky Derby. Oh, they're South Texas. Oh, they're Central California. Oh, they're in Oklahoma. Oh, they're doing a drill. Oh, they were actually helping at checkpoints in Tennessee. Oh, my God, help me. And then eco-science, they're drugging our water. They're spraying us. I mean, I'm living in a complete lunatic land. I put forward the statement that I am normal. And they can have CNN, and they can have all these, yeah, TV's been attacking me lately, playing clips of the show a couple days ago. They can have all the George Soros, all the David Rockefeller-funded foundation news sites attack me and say I'm crazy. I mean, the Daily Beast, Daily Kos, Think Progress, all of them are attacking me because I'm attacking Holdren, saying Jones is insane and believe Holdren wants to drug the water. He wrote a book, a textbook, a policy book that's clearly been adopted, and I can have former top, you know, CNN producers on who make a film about bioweapons saying, where they interview the South African head of bioweapons who sold it to the U.S., Israel, and England, how to add race-specific bioweapon to the vaccine to sterilize you, and suddenly most of the women can't have kids, and the men are sterile. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's going on. And these FBI guys don't care if they're getting sterilized and their kids are dying of leukemia and cancer. They still hate me. I'm the bad man. I'm the bad man. And the public has so little discernment. So little discernment. And a lot of people have bought the COINTELPRO and think I'm bad. Look at the fruits. Look at how 80% of people or more you talk to say they woke up from this show. And they'll still say I'm bad. Well, fine, I'm bad. Let's just say I'm the devil incarnate. I'm not, but if you want to believe it, fine. But for God's sakes, warn people not to take the shots. Warn people about what's in the tap water. You can't even bathe in the stuff. And I know that, and I'm still bathing in it. I haven't even taken the time out to put some type of expensive system in to not have my kids bathing in sodium fluoride and all the chemicals. You breathe it, it goes through your skin. I know it's hard. At least fight to audit the Fed. At least fight to expose the New World Order. At least fight against Northcom takeover. It's totally unconstitutional and criminal. I've had judge advocate, former generals and admirals on and others, and current ones, and they admit that this is all wrong, but say, oh, well, we got to do it for security. Yeah, it's unconstitutional, it's criminal, but, you know, it's bad and wrong, but, you know, we still have a problem. I mean, folks, everybody knows this is wrong. All right, I'm going to get into it next hour. I'm just really starting to get freaked out. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks. I'm just like you. You know, a couple things. First of all, I ran into our state senator, Dan Syam, and he's really getting fed up with our state sovereign rights are being taken away and the Federal Reserve and a lot of other issues, and I gave him a copy of the Obama deception. I told him to get, if you want more copies, I'll get more to you. Let's get it up to the Frankfurt legislator and get the word out.
Well, the House is approaching a huge two-thirds majority. I mean, the House, if it's getting up close to 300 and growing and sponsors to audit it. And again, people say, oh, well, look, the Senate blocked it. That's even better. Now everybody's wondering why we can't audit it. Bernanke's stuttering and bumbling on TV. Again, look how positive that is. We're having so many victories.
Yeah, that's great. And another thing about the vaccinations, there's another thing that's coming to my mind, of course, vaccinations. You mentioned the Kentucky Derby. In Louisville, where I live, that possibly could happen. You can't get in the Kentucky Derby until you roll up your sleeves. What virus are they going to create next? From a horse? What are they going to create? They're going to find some way to get these people indoctrinated. This is nothing but a genocide. Bottom line. And it's going to, you know, they're going to, don't think they're going to do this. This could happen. Don't say anything forewarning.
Oh, yeah, they're testing soft kill. They did bird flu vaccine trials all over Europe and killed masses of people, and then no one gets in trouble. Gardasil's killing and maiming people all over the news, and nothing happens. So, I mean, see, they're slowly turning the heat up and doing all of this in plain view. I mean, this is insane. Crazy control freaks are running things, Chris. What are we going to do?
Yeah, well, that's just got to keep being active and keep fighting in the feds. And, you know, I've stayed completely away from television. Okay, I don't have one anymore. I'm glad I didn't get that box because I got so fed up. It's time to, you know, get people out of this hypnosis. Get away from the, like you said, the fluoride and all the other things. It's time to start getting going now because we will be in a total tyranny of a total takeover. And there's a lot of people I have talked to, know a lot's wrong. I told them about Infowars.com. They're out there, folks, and I'm going to keep up the fight and keep going from so with businesses or whatever and get these DVDs out because it's time. I'm just pumped up.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, I am a friendly person like everybody else. I like to joke around. I do this 4 hours a day. And sometimes I screw around and make jokes and, you know, try to make it lively. And I know people like that. Some people do. But, you know, this stuff's so heavy and serious. Maybe I shouldn't even ever joke around again. You know, I'm just trying to think of ways to really impress on people. This is not my opinion. This stuff is real. Brian in Quebec, Canada, you're on the air. Okay, we'll let him go. Mario in California. Mario, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm really feeling what you're talking about, man, and I can understand and appreciate what you're going through, you know, trying to, you know, figure out a way to really get all this as serious as possible. So I definitely feel your situation. And I was trying to stay in line with what you're talking about. You know, I was at the bar last night. And I was talking to this guy about this John Holder, and I told him, you know, this guy wants to put a chip inside of your kids that's going to release a birth control, and they're going to have to go to the, you know, basically go to the police or some government agency and have them take it out so that they could have kids. And this guy told me that was a good idea. And I'm looking at him.
No, that's the brainwashing, is that in college and in culture, if you talk to the average person, they don't even know why they believe that. But from predictive programming, the sitcoms, the dramas, the science fiction movies, people expect that to be the future. And there's lots of excuses and rationales why, and look at this bad mother with eight kids. But that's the beta test, the case test to sell you on it. They don't understand they're the target.
And that's what I was trying to, you know, I was asking him how he could not see that. But that is the overall, you know, game plan here. And I think this kind of ties in. The other day you were talking about, you know, people who eat meat and then talk bad about people who hunt, you know. And I kind of think it's the same exact situation. It's like this guy who was telling me that the world's overpopulated, he has kids. So I'm saying, how do you believe this stuff and then have children? You know, because I could appreciate somebody who really has, you know, believes that maybe there's too many people who has that idea. I don't really believe.
How many kids does Ted Turner have? 5. How many yachts? More than 20. How many airplanes? More than 14. Last time I pulled it up. How many homes? More than, it was some astronomical number. I think it was over 20. He owns several million acres. You can pull this up. I mean, in fact, go to Wikipedia. Number of kids, of course, that might even be accurate. But I've seen mainstream news articles where I know he's got five kids, just millions of acres, homes everywhere. He is just, folks, they want it all for themselves. And this person you were talking to has the elite spirit. So he sees it from that position, even though he's not an elite. Do you understand that?
That's the craziness about it. You know, and that's, I guess they've been able to infiltrate it, people's minds. You know, luckily they haven't infiltrated everybody's minds. And that's just one other thing I wanted to say, man. I hear you talking a lot, especially recently.
That's a great point. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Infiltrating the minds. Hold that thought. That's it. I mean, they're propagandizing. They're lying. They're doing all of this. All I want listeners to do is to get other people around you to realize that there's an agenda, that the culture, the media, all of it is trying to infiltrate your mind and influence you. And why do you hold these thoughts you have? Why do people hold these illogical thoughts? We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
And he said, what's wrong with sterilizing people and getting rid of the majority of the population? Even if you're a control freak and instinctively think if there's less people, you'll have more, or if you've misappropriated your love of the species onto animals and trees and put, you know, allowed your life force species survival mechanism to be expropriated and moved over to the rest of creation, which is what the globalists have done. You understand you're the one in the crosshairs? You know, Dr. Eric Pianka's got a bunch of kids, Peter Singer, they've all got kids. They all got big houses. Al Gore's got some 9,000-square-foot thing, just one house that, what the news say, it uses seven times the regular energy of a house. But then that's the way the media, you know, comes at it. Oh, it's a carbon footprint. His is too big. Then you're playing into their game. It's good he's putting off carbon. Plants breathe it. It's not bad. It's just ridiculous. But finish up your point there, Mario.
Well, yeah, it is ridiculous. It's a mind game. And so about the resolution, I just want to say, man, you know, I think the best thing that we could do, they say, once you're woken up, well, what can we do? Just keep on doing what you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? If you're that grandma, be that grandma, but be the woken up grandma. You know, if you're the son, be the son, but be the woken up son, because that's what we were naturally supposed to be. And you know, I think we always try to like find some new thing because we think that this whole system they've created and they're controlling this entire thing. It's not true. It's an illusion. And you know, we have the power to continue living our lives exactly how we want to live them, but we just have to do it in a more conscious style.
But we don't have long because they're really starting to crack down. They're removing the energy sources. They're removing the energy, the power. They're removing the food. They're removing. They've got us in these compact grids. They're shutting down the farms and ranches with the animal ID, premises ID. They're going to artificially reduce the money supply next until you physically can't pay the debts back. And we are in a crisis, my friend. I agree with you that we've got a lot of power. And we've got the jump on the enemy because we're waking up faster than they thought. But we had all better bust our butts. I mean, my intellect, my soul, my gut, all your gut is your entire brain power, you know, giving you a calculated answer. And then it's so deep and multifaceted that it's hard to even describe the total of the information. But that's like a good old-fashioned cop detective hunch. It's the full integrated analysis, and I'm telling you, we are in the crosshairs. We are in red level emergency. We are engaging the enemy. They are engaging us. This is the clash. This is the collision. This is jump point, and we better get in there in the equipment right now. We better get in to the grid right now. We better take over the matrix right now. This is the most important time in all of human development. This is it. And I appreciate your call. And folks, if you just tell your mind, because all of you have incredible potential, even if you've been brain damaged by the enemy, being aware of the brain damage is half the battle. And if you just tell your mind, give me solutions, boost my intelligence, give me the answers, and tell me what to do, your subconscious, and all that is the entire integrated system of the human brain, it will activate. It will give you the juice, the brain boost you need. That's what the enemy knows. They know we have incredible potential because they're using their potential. Crush them! It's survival of the species. Activate. It's going to take scientific solutions to beat a scientific dictatorship. I want to tell you about a sponsor before we end this hour, MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricane, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move toward getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.